Well, this morning we're going to talk about a virtual manufacturing job fair that's coming up very soon. That's later this month, actually, May 20th. It's a several county event that'll focus on getting some folks opportunities. And we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with Faith Miller, who's operations manager with Iowa Works, helping to coordinate that effort. Faith, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, good. After a tough last year, a lot of folks are looking to get back into the workforce. So it's nice to have the assistance.
Yes, yes. So we're here to help all of our job seekers in their need to find and match themselves with employers.
Now, this is a virtual manufacturing job fair. Can you talk about how it will set up?
So we have combined with Brazen. It is a online website that helps businesses to be able to connect to job seekers. It's a very easy tool. So I work with the businesses, and we get them registered, and then someone can go online, register, put in their name information, and their resume. And from there, it kind of looks like booths through apps, so they can click on it, learn about the company, and then even chat with the HR personnel to kind of review what their skills are and even interview for the jobs there.
Very good.
So it's kind of a nice tool. You can do video chats or just text messaging chats.
All right. Well, I think folks over the last year have been getting pretty good about the video stuff now, doing the virtual thing. This is for a few different counties around the region, Audubon, Carroll, Crawford, Greene, Sac counties specifically. And I know I talked with some of the folks at Audubon County Economic Development, and they were talking about how excited they were for the opportunity, especially for veterans.
Yes, yes. So we wanted to make sure that we promoted this to our veterans. So we kind of sent an alert out to them first. And then the first half hour of the event, which runs from 10 to noon, the first half hour will be for veterans only.
Okay, so 10 to 10:30 for veterans, and then after 10:30, anybody can get in and take a look around and see what's there. Have you, you know, a lot of folks have, well, we know what happened in the last year. Let's not get into details there, but a lot of folks have had some issues with work and layoffs and jobs disappearing and things like that. How important right now is it to have these kind of opportunities?
I think that getting our employers connected and so many social media platforms and so many different job openings that we just want to condense this to specific career field focuses so that that way people can connect with their skill sets in an easier way, especially with social distancing still out there. We want to be able to create these opportunities for people.
And this is an opportunity not just for folks looking for work, but there's some manufacturers out there that are desperately seeking the help.
Yes, yes, there are. We've gotten a lot of calls, and as funny as it is, you know, even just setting up with the employers that we had, we've had employers reaching out to us hearing about these events. So we plan to have more in the future here in those different fields so we can target many of the employers in our areas.
Okay. Do you have a list at all? Can you talk a little bit about some of the manufacturers that will be available here during this particular one and what some of the opportunities will be?
So some of the different employers that we will be having attend will be Powerlift, Smithfield, John Deere, then we'll have Pella, VT Industries, Western Iowa Energy, TNT Industries, Lear, and then Spalding. So those will all be attending our event. They all have multiple different positions that are available. And they're all paying very good wages. So we're hoping to connect some of those individuals who are thinking about even a career change connecting to these businesses. So they're all excited to be out there, getting involved in these type of online platforms just to be able to connect to the public and those seeking work.
Sure. Are many of these jobs, are they full-time with benefits?
Yes, yes.
That's the key. That's what everyone is looking for these days when they're looking
they
to get
are.
Back into the workforce. Folks who maybe don't necessarily have a background specifically in those industries, are they still encouraged to apply?
Yes, absolutely. They're training individuals. So, you know, if maybe you haven't worked in that field, there is something for everyone. So people who have had experience in production, manufacturing type jobs, there are supervisory type positions. So it's not your stereotypical manufacturing type jobs. There's kind of several different kinds in that field.
Well, and manufacturing jobs these days are very much not automated, but they're very much computerized, like a lot of things are. So there's a lot of specialty involved in a lot of these different types of things. And you can sit down, if you have the ability to do some of those things, you can sit down and learn a lot in a short period of time. And again, these folks have the opportunities for you. So they're very willing to work with you if you're willing to work with them. These, are we going to see more and more of these types of things around the state?
I think so. We have signed a contract with Brazen to go for at least 2 years, so we want to be able to utilize these in our coming future to be able to reach areas that aren't typically having career fairs, so that that way we give these employers opportunities to be involved and hire from their local areas.
Sure.
And even, you know, promote this to other areas across the state for people who are willing to relocate.
Well, and if they work in one area, then you can always build off of these too in some different locations and figure out ways to make them more attractive to people too. If folks don't have necessarily a lot of experience doing kind of the online, the Zoom kind of a thing, that shouldn't hold them back?
No, it shouldn't. And, you know, Iowa Works has 15 different offices across the state. So anyone who would like to be involved, all they would need to do is go to one of their local offices. We could get them set up, get them registered, and even let them utilize the computers there with headphones so that they could participate in these job fairs.
Okay. And in most communities, for example, public libraries will have internet access there too. So largely everyone has an opportunity to participate, right?
Yes, and there is no software that's needed. It's all online, so anywhere you can get on, you'll be able to get involved with these job fairs.
So again, that virtual manufacturing job fair is coming up on May 20th. And again, there's a veterans-only time period there from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., that first half hour. And then the rest of the public available there from 10:30 until noon. And you can find out more online to get yourself registered, too, and find out more through iowaworks.gov if you'd like to see more information about that. And locally, Audubon County Economic Development has more information as well, so they'd be happy to share all of that. Faith Miller, Operations Manager with Iowa Works. Appreciate the time here this morning. Hope a lot of folks take advantage of this important opportunity.